Let us all say a silent prayer. Amen. In the name of Jesus, we shall commence with tonight's family altar. Let us all sing hymn 243. Sing hymn 243.
And Thy, O Lord, I have heard Thy voice, and all my love to me. But I long to rise in the house of faith, and be closer drawn to Thee. Draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to the cross where Thou hast died. Draw me nearer, 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 blessed Lord, to Thy precious bleeding side. Consecrate me now to Thy service, Lord, by the power of grace divine. Let my soul look up with a steadfast hope, and my will be lost in time. Draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to the cross where Thou hast died. Draw me nearer, 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 blessed Lord, to Thy precious bleeding side. Oh, the pure delight of a singer, that before Thy throne I stand. When I kneel in prayer and with Thee, my God, I come in as friendly friend. Draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to the cross where Thou hast died. Draw me nearer, 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 blessed Lord, to Thy precious bleeding side. There are depths of love that I cannot know, till I cross the narrow sea. There are heights of joy that I may not reach, till I rest in peace with Thee. Draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to the cross where Thou hast died. Draw me nearer, 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 blessed Lord, to Thy precious living side.
We give thanks to our Lord. We give thanks to our Lord. Tonight, we will discuss Psalms 84. We will discuss Psalms 84. Let us read through Psalms 84. Psalms 84, verse 1, the name of Jesus, I read. How lovely are your dwelling places, O Lord of hosts! My soul longed and even yearned for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh sing for joy to the living God. The bird also has found a house, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may lay her young, even your altars, O Lord of hosts, my King and my God. How blessed are those who dwell in your house. They are ever praising you. How blessed is the man whose strength is in you, in whose heart are the highways to Zion. Passing through the valley of Baca, they make it a spring. The early rain also covers it with blessings. They go from strength to strength. Every one of them appears before God in Zion. O Lord God of hosts, hear my prayer. Give ear, O God of Jacob. Behold our shield, our God, O God, and look upon the face of your anointed. For a day in your courts is better than a thousand outside. I would rather stand at the threshold of the house of the Lord than dwell in the tents of wickedness. For the Lord God is a sun and a shield. The Lord gives grace and glory. No good thing does He withhold from those who walk uprightly. O Lord of hosts, how blessed is the man who trusts in you. So here is the content of Psalms 84. Once again, let us see the superscription. Here says, for the choir director on the Gittith, a psalm of sons of Korah. Again, here say, for the choir director. So this psalm has got to do with the worship of Israel. It can indicate that the psalms was to be added to the collection of works to be used by the choir director in Israel's worship services, or that even when the psalm was used in the temple worship, it was to be spoken by the leader of the Levitical choir, or even by the choir itself. So this is a psalm that is used in the worship of Israel. And then here say, on the Gittith. The Gittith here refer to a musical instrument, very possibly the lyre. It has got to do with the Philistine city of Gath, very possibly where this musical instrument originated. So it is a string instrument or a lyre. So this is a psalm of the sons of Korah. Psalms 84, what is the content? Here we can see it is a prayer of longing for the house of the Lord. So it is a prayer longing for the house of the Lord. We are not very certain about the background, but there are certain rendering that says like this. Maybe, possibly, this psalm is a psalm of David. And then later, how the sons of Korah, they edit it, and then to be used as a worship. If it refers to the psalms of David, very possibly it was when doing the rebellion of this Absalom, his son. During the rebellion of Absalom, whereby David had to flee from Jerusalem. So at that time, he was separated. That is to say, there was no access to Jerusalem, to the temple. So he wrote these psalms to express his longing for the house of the Lord. There's another rendering that says, possibly, this was a Levite who normally functioned in the temple service, and he was the doorkeeper. And now he was barred from access to God's house. Possibly because during the ravaging of Judah by Sennacherib, recorded in 2 Kings chapter 18, verses 13 to 16. So he was barred. There was no access to God's house during that period. So he gave voice of his longing to draw near, longing for the house of the Lord. No matter what, we are able to see that these psalms present to us a longing for the house of the Lord. These psalms can be divided into three main divisions. The first part, verses 1 to 4. The second part, verses 5 to 7. And then verses 8 to 11. And with a conclusion in verse 12. We will go through these divisions, these psalms. 84. First division, verses 1 to 4. Here we can see a confession of deep longing for the house of the Lord. A deep longing, a confession of deep longing for the house of the Lord. Verse 1. How lovely are your dwelling places, O Lord of hosts. Here we are able to see How lovely it is, the dwelling places of the Lord. Why is it lovely? It is lovely and delightful because it is the Lord's dwelling place. This is why the pious, their soul longs, yes, even faint for the courts of the Lord. This is where the worshipper actually meets the living God. No wonder his heart and flesh sing for joy. This is the place where the Lord dwells, where one meet God, communion with God, worship God. So verse 2, he so long yearns for the courts of the Lord. His heart and flesh sing for joy to the living God. And then, here he says, even the birds, the swallow, they have access to the temple of the Lord. We are able to see how this psalmist, he's jealous, and we of the small birds, they have such unhindered access, such freedom, unhindered access to the temple and to the altar. They are even able to build their nests for their young ones. This is the place where Israel was to have communion with God. So the bird also has found a house, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may lay her young, even the altars of the Lord. Verse 4, how blessed are those who dwell in your house. They are ever praising you. So truly, those who are able to be present, to have access, and to yearn, to long, to be present in the temple, to worship, to commune, to sing praises to the Lord. Truly, how blessed are those people, these people who dwell in the house of the Lord. And then, therefore, they continuously ever praising the Lord, sing praises to the Lord. So in this first part, we are able to see a confession of deep longing for the house of the Lord. This is because, as we say, possibly the author at the time, there was certain restriction, or he was barred, or there was no access to God's house at that time. Let us now see the second division, verses 5 to 7. Here now, he expressed, not only like earlier part, able to go to the temple to worship the Lord, to sing praises to Him, to offer sacrifices. And now in this part, verses 5 to 7, he expressed the joyful blessedness of those who are free to make pilgrimage to Zion. Also, for these people, the psalmist envies. We know that every year, how the male, they should go up to Jerusalem 3 times to keep the 3 important feasts. So here, verses 5 to 7, we can see it speak about the pilgrimage to Zion. Verse 5, how blessed is the man whose strength is in you, in whose heart are the highway to Zion. So we can see, how blessed are these people who can go up to Zion to keep the festival of the Lord. These people are blessed. And then these people, they put their strength in the Lord. They need to journey. And then we can see their heart, whose heart are the highways to Zion. They are ever ready to go on the journey to come to this Jerusalem, to the temple, to keep the feast, to present their sacrifices, their offerings, their worship, their communion. So their journey is never easy. Verse 6, passing through the Valley of Baca. Valley of Baca here, can refer to the valley of weeping. That is to say, on their journey, they need to pass through the arid desert. That is to say, a place that is challenging. So they need to pass through this stretch of journey. So here, it expressed to us the journey is never easy. So they pass through the valley of Baca, weeping. But then, we can see their heart. Even though so difficult, we can see the joyful expectation of the pilgrim. They were looking forward to arriving in Jerusalem, the temple, for the festival. So we can see the type of joyful expectation of the pilgrim. And then this joyful expectation of the pilgrim transformed the difficult ways into places of refreshment, just like spring. So here say, passing through the valley of Baca, they make it a spring. We can see their spirit, their attitude. They, through their expectation, like transforming the difficult way into places of refreshment. And then just like here say, the description of springtime, time of joy and refreshment. The early rain also covers it with blessing. So we can see their spirit, their attitude. As such, verse 7, they go from strength to strength. Every one of them appears before God in Zion. No matter how difficult is the journey, so they will go from strength to strength. Because they were focusing upon coming to Jerusalem, the temple, for the festivity, for the worship of God. So ultimately, at last, everyone appeared before God in Zion. So here we can see how this psalmist, he expressed the joyful blessedness of those who are free to make pilgrimage to Zion. For these people too, the psalmist envies. Let us now discuss the third part, verses 8 to 11. Verses 8 to 11. Here we can see a prayer, and especially prayer for the king. Only as God blesses the king in Jerusalem will the psalmist actually realize his great desire to return to return to the temple to continue the service in the temple. Like what we say, if the background is about David, so it's a prayer for King David that the Lord will guard, lead and bless the king, allow the king to be able to go back to Jerusalem, and then whereby the king should be the leader to lead the people in matters of worship. And then, if it is the ravaging of Judah by Sennacherib, so it's a prayer that God protect and lead the king in these difficult times. So the king can continue to guide, lead, to encourage the people to continue in worship, to build their trust in the Lord. So here, verses 8 to 11, it is a prayer, especially prayer for the king. Verse 8, O Lord God of hosts, hear my prayer. Give ear, O Jacob. Behold, our shield, our God, and look upon the face of your anointed. So the shield, and then the anointed is the king. So may the Lord bless the king. So a day in your courts is better than a thousand outside. I would rather stand at the threshold of the house of my God than to dwell in the tents of wickedness. So in comparison of the value, so he thirsted to be in the courts, even though as a doorkeeper, he would rather stand in the threshold of the house of his God than to dwell in the tents of wickedness. So the Lord is a sun, whereby we are able to see the glorious source of the light of life. So the Lord is a source of this life and he's a shield. The Lord give grace and glory. No good thing does he withhold from those who uprightly. And then the conclusion, O Lord of hosts, how blessed is the man who trusts in you. So this is a beautiful psalms, a psalms longing for the house of the Lord. So we pray that in these difficult times, we continue to have this type of heart. We pray that the Lord give us peace and everything will okay right. And then we are able again to be gathered in the temple of the Lord. Now we shall pray together. In our prayer, continue to remember to pray for one another, our family, for our church members, for the country, for especially this coronavirus COVID-19. In the name of Jesus, let us pray together. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
Hadi kitu 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 kit
Amen. Let us now together recite the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Our family altar for tonight ends here. God bless. Peace. Amen.